we went for lunch, and on our way back there was these two girls standing outside the studio, and we actually just walked straight past them, didn't even look at them, because we didn't even realise that they were here to see us. You know, they shouted out to us and they got pictures and we chatted, and we found out that they'd actually taken a huge train journey across Sweden to see us. And that was really our first taste of fans outside the UK, which we were all really, really shocked by, because, you know, we didn't think that we were going to go anywhere outside the UK. And then when we seen these fans, you know, and then every time we went back to Sweden to do more recording, there was more people outside and outside the studio every time we went. And it was all a bit of a shock to us. And then from there, it just went on all around Europe, and yeah, it was all a bit crazy. Our first album, Up All Night, was a good pop record, in my opinion. I just couldn't believe what was happening with it going to number one in all these countries. I knew we were working hard. I knew there was a buzz around the band, and that was perhaps quite infectious. I knew the fans were just out of this world helping us. But it was still a big shock to me. To be fair, we didn't actually have many expectations when we flew out there the first US promo trip. Yeah, we knew it was a big deal to go over there, and it still is, to be fair. But you just don't expect success. Why would you? You hear of so many bands going out there and trying so hard, but ultimately failing. The way we looked at it was, let's just go out there, have a bit of fun, be ourselves, work hard, do as much promo as we can and see what happens. And actually, the other day I was watching a show on ITV. It was like a tribute to the Beatles. And it was like their first trip to America, and we always, like, before we went, and actually while we were there, we watched like the Beatles' first performance on the Ed Sullivan show in 1964, and that was kind of what broke the Beatles. And I remember we used to get really excited because we used to watch these boys, and we felt like we had a little bit in common with them as people, not as musicians, because listen, the Beatles are in a league of their own, and there's no doubt about that. But just like all the different personalities in the band, and even now watching that, they said that, like, that's why it worked. The second time we were out there, we went on the Big Time Rush tour, which was a crazy time. We just didn't really comprehend how all these American fans were singing every word of every song back to us. We'd often be sitting in the back of the bus after a show, and everyone would be just looking a bit dazed, and then would say, like, what the hell is going on here? This is unbelievable. And having thousands of fans turn up to cheer us on in the street before we went on the Today Show was just on another level. There was like 15,000. That program had been built up to be the biggest thing. But to be perfectly honest, we didn't really know much about it because, to be honest, we're not American. We later found out that some of the fans had been queuing overnight in the freezing cold New York streets. Not the safest place in the world to be, but they still did it. I'll never forget the moment when I found out that Up All Night had gone to number one in America. We were in New York doing some promo. We'd literally hammered every radio station, every TV show, every meet and greet, everything we could possibly throw ourselves at. I was actually in the back of a taxi with my friend going to the Sony offices to collect basketball tickets for a Knicks game that night at Madison Square Garden. Then I got the phone call from our manager, me and my friend just like punching the head off each other and having a laugh. And then actually we did it so much that the taxi driver ended up just kicking us out of the taxi. That debut album tour went on for ages because we just kept getting dates added and, you know, added and added every day. Yeah, it was tiring at one point or another for all of us. We were exhausted. We eventually did over like 60, 70 dates, so that tiredness was going to be inevitable, to be fair. But what a buzz, and I still enjoy touring now, and I don't mind. I don't really get homesick, whereas like some of the lads would, but, you know, it's not going to last forever, so I might as well enjoy it as much as I can now. I've been to quite a few basketball games and stuff at Madison Square Garden, and everyone knows it's the most famous arena in the world. And for us to, for people around us to even come to us and say, okay, we're going to do a concert at Madison Square Garden, how do you feel about it? That sounded ridiculous enough to us, but when it came around, it was amazing. It was just, it had a different feeling. I've never seen anyone, so five lads so nervous before. And, you know, you see it in the movie. We literally just stand there before the show, do our warm-ups and kind of sheepishly get ready. Mm. And, yeah, after about 20 minutes, it just felt like the best thing ever. The trip to Ghana was an absolutely incredible experience, and one we definitely won't forget. And those people out there are just incredible. Their spirits are mind-boggling. You can only try your best for them when you admire them so much.